Simply Done, the podcast network.
It's just unbelievable we're still alive.
They say the city never sleeps. You know why?
Why do they say that?
Exactly, because people do go to sleep. I fell asleep on the bus. Oh, look at this guy.
Look who's here.
Oh, someone's got a new garbage bag.
Look at the new
Look at the new coat.
Wait a second. Nice.
$300.
$300 from where?
Where did you buy that from?
Kohl's?
That is the cheapest coat I've ever seen.
Let me see.
I'll bet you that rips really easy.
Turn around, dude.
Oh,
let's
yeah, and if you want to grab it and rip
I'm not trying to rip it.
Like he did to my last coat?
You did it to my last coat. Don't even lie about that.
If I remember correctly, didn't he trip over your shoes or something?
Let's see. Let's show it off, man. You just got it. Give us a little spin. And the fanny fits in there nice.
Why the fuck are you grabbing my fucking fanny pack?
I'm saying it fits in there nice. You could cover it up like the jacket covers up.
It's a double extra large.
I like the side pocket's nice.
It's a double extra large. Excuse me.
It does feel good.
Double XL.
Yeah, so my fanny pack will fit.
It's comfortable. You got room to spread out.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll, I can go like this.
What is that, the zipper?
Yes.
How do you do this? And then what do you do with that? Oh, you pull the zipper up halfway.
So it'll fit rather than not fit.
The double XL fits over the double XL.
Who helped you with this?
Who helped me with what?
Select the coat and all that.
Nobody helped me select
You did that on your own?
So in other words, the larger size coat fits over the fanny pack, making it seem as if your stomach is about 46 inches. Oh my God, you know what this song reminds me of?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm back on dry land. It's your old pal, Don Barris.
Hey, it's Walter.
And I'm, of course, the Scaremaster, Scary Perry.
Together, we are the
Big Three.
Well, welcome to, I guess the Aftermath podcast. It was
Tell me about New York, man.
Did you just interrupt me when I was starting to talk? Yeah, we went on a little journey to New York. The great producer of Windy City Heat, John Quincy Adams, had it all arranged. We were going to go there. Perry, myself, and
me.
Moore.
I was going.
Yep. And
I was in court, of course.
Well, you said you were going, and he bought a ticket.
I never said I was going.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You're the one who started the whole answer machine message.
I said I was in court.
I got an answer machine message saying that you wanted to go.
I wanted to go.
Scaremaster,
but then
you're the
all
first
of a sudden, listen, I wanted to go, but last minute I had a court date.
You said you were going to go. You let John Quincy Adams down, and then, well, why did you want to go originally?
I wanted to go because of Anaconda first. Mr. John Quincy Adams wanted me to go to New York with you to just take my mind off of Mr. Giant Dog, but what it didn't do was what it made me think about Mr. Giant Dog, and that maybe Mr. Giant Dog was, in fact, even in New York. So, we went on a little expedition, but we had to get through the hurricane. So, we got driven on the plane
by Mr.
Adams' friend.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird thing because we couldn't get a commercial flight into New York because they had canceled all flights.
And all the commercials.
I don't know if that's true, but we had no commercial flight to go there. So Mr. Adams had a friend. What was his name? Eric
Hartman.
Eric Hartman. And
Captain Hartman.
He had been around, and we flew a single engine or a single propeller plane cross country.
You guys flew a Cessna all the way across country?
Is that what
it's
called? Yeah.
Yeah.
We had numerous stops.
Do you know that Captain Hartman, I mean, you know this because you saw it, but you know he makes his own apricot brandy?
Oh, my God.
But he kicks it up. Kicks it up with like a gin tequila mix. And he makes it himself.
I don't drink, so
it's
I didn't taste it.
It's a wormwood alcohol.
But it seemed everybody, Mr. Adams sure seemed to like that.
You know who didn't was, remember the guy who landed the plane who was blind in one eye from his liquor? Temporarily.
Anyway, we made that cross-country trip, and he got us through. When we got on, what made me feel secure is when we got on the plane, he said that there was a better than 85% chance we were going to make it.
Yeah, plus we were drinking that crazy booze.
I couldn't.
God.
Anyway, we made it. He went through the hurricane, and we landed the plane, which was fantastic. I never felt better.
Then
in my life.
Then Mol sends me an email or a phone call. I forget what it was. You said that something about this guy was chasing after your dog. I forget the name of the dog.
Mr. Giant Dog.
Okay, Mr. Giant Dog. You said your pilot was chasing for Mr. Giant Dog, and then all of a sudden the pilot got killed or died?
No, he had a heart attack.
I'm so sorry.
And he passed away.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Captain Hartman didn't make it.
So sorry.
It was sad.
But we continued, and that's when I lost everybody.
I didn't know where you went.
Yeah, I took off during the, you know what happened was, there was a hurricane.
Oh, it's crazy.
Hurricane Sandwich.
Sandy.
That's the short abbreviated
Superstorm Sandy is what they were calling it on the news.
We didn't call it there in the pit of it. We had a different name.
What'd you guys call it?
Satan's Breath.
It was disgusting.
It was maybe the worst thing I'd ever been involved
really
in.
Really gross.
The subway system was flooded out. You
15
know,
feet of water in the subway.
Well, you know, how many people did they say passed away?
A lot. The ones that I saw die were from the carpet of rats that flooded out of the subway system and just
crazy.
Started consuming all those people in China.
They say 100, but I swear,
like
I saw at least 200 myself gasping for life. They looked to me for help. I'm a natural leader, so they were looking to me for help, and I did everything I could. But in the meantime, I can't find Mr. Adams. I know that our pilot had died. I couldn't find Mole, and Mole was going crazy about Mr. Giant Dog. I think you were the guy to tell me that Eric Hartman had passed away, our pilot.
Yeah, I heard about it from Mr. Adams. But first off, and I think I share Scaremaster's thoughts here, and that our thoughts and prayers go out to all people who have friends and family who are affected in any way
exactly.
by that terrible
absolutely.
Tragedy. I mean,
absolutely.
I know that is that Scaremaster doesn't believe in helping other people in charity.
Oh,
absolutely
yeah, you
not.
You know what? F you.
Charity's not your thing.
F you.
Your thing, you bet.
I paid my money. I paid all the money in my skateboard account to the charity. I gave it all to them.
How much was that?
$2,500.
You gave $2,500?
Yes. My whole fucking account.
Your skateboard.
My whole
charity?
Skateboard account.
You gave.
I gave all the money to charity.
What
Why?
Charity?
Red Cross.
You should have kept some of it for gas.
I gave it all for. I gave all my skateboard money to the charity.
Who told you to do that?
I did.
You told yourself?
I did.
Were you in a stern voice when you told yourself to do that, or were you kind of like,
just,
hey?
I was just in a
kind of like
in
a
nice,
passive,
warm, lovable.
Nice, hey, Perry, maybe
warm.
You better do this.
Let me ask you a question, Scaremaster. You're not afraid that they're just trying to scam you for some dough? Because people do that.
It went straight to Red Cross.
I know, but send it to the right thing. Because, you know, a lot of
it
people.
It did go to the right
a lot
thing.
Of people and organizations try to scam money off the
I
government or whatever with fake accents or whatever.
People like that are the scum of the earth. The people that try to rip off the government that's trying to help us. You know what really pisses me off? The people that scam the government by saying that they can't work, those are the people that piss me off.
That's what Scaremaster
They're just
does,
lazy
but...
pieces of
shit. You know what?
Shit.
Go fuck yourself.
No, I'm saying you can't work. You say you're the government, you can't work, so give me money. You give me the body. Give me the body. What a wild time we had. So Dan and I got separated, but not before I found Mr. Giant Dog.
You found Mr. Giant Dog.
I think I did. I think he was in, well... I made a video and I
saw that video. That was the only thing that I saw.
Yeah, and that's when all the stuff went terribly wrong after that.
Did you see the video that he made online?
Yeah, online.
Now, for those of you that haven't seen Mole's video, right next to the Brooklyn Bridge, you can see the National Javajo headquarters. So, take it from there, Mole. What happened?
I kind of got in trouble for trying to bust into that place.
What did they do to you?
I almost got busted jumping off the thing, but then Mr. Adams saved me in his rental.
Oh, he was with you.
He found me. We were together. We were at brunch. When I saw the place, I freaked out. And then...
Did you see inside at all? I mean, what do they have?
Some weird stuff they got in there.
Like instead of a cross where we would have that in a decent church?
Instead of
they have
a
like
cross,
a dog or...
It's
what
a
they
bone.
Have?
It's just a bone.
We don't worship bones?
No, no.
Oh, God.
It's a... paw and a bone.
You know what, asshole? You know what? You're lying, sick, despicable.
I didn't say people. Anything.
He did.
I hadn't slept in days, and I had just come from bed from seeing my.
You weren't part of the parade. No, you pussied out at the last
fucking
second.
Worship dogs. We as
Perry,
Jehovah's
take
Witnesses
it easy on him,
do not worship
God's
dogs,
sake.
You sick fuck.
Okay, but Perry, take it easy on him. He went through a lot of shit. You,
I don't give a flying.
Like a
the
coward.
Javaho and the Javaho and Javaho. The Javaho.
You know what?
Thank you.
Pronounce
your
pronounce
witness.
God's name. With respect,
Perry, can you,
you
please take it
lying, sick
Perry,
people.
Take it yeah. easy, for God's sake. He's
been oh
through
my
a
God,
lot.
Baby, take it easy,
all right, because
let
just let it go
he's
by.
Saying,
he's been through a lot
easy.
Of shit,
he's
man.
Saying, take it easy.
He hasn't been through nothing.
He hasn't
really,
been through nothing.
Really?
Oh, you weren't New York. You pussied out.
You didn't live through it. You weren't there.
You weren't there.
Captain
so
Hartman
got,
in your arms.
So you went through a little rain. Boo, boo, boo.
Is that what you're saying to the people in New York? They went through a little rain.
Wow. No, I'm not saying that to the people wow. in New York. I'm saying that to him.
Really?
I went over where Ground Zero was just to see what was going on there. Because one thing I did see, everywhere I looked, remember those stickers that they had with Perry's head and it said gay with a question mark by
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw those all over
those
New York.
All those stickers that you had made, I know.
I didn't have them made.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perry, look at me. I swear to God,
look in
I was not
face.
The one that had those made. I did not do that. I told you, a fan sent them to me.
Okay. Now you feel really dumb, right?
Never.
Good.
I was so worried about you, Mole, at points. I thought I'd never see you again.
Yeah.
Because I'm saving other people's lives, and I'm thinking, what if the next person I pull out of the sewer is Mole?
Oh, that's rough.
I know it. That's what I was going through. And Mr. Adams, that guy, I've never seen anybody so drunk on the plane.
You know what? He kept screaming, and the band played on. The band played on. I get like in the Titanic, and he kept trying to get everyone to dance with him. He was wearing that white dinner jacket. It was really creepy.
Why is he allowed to take his clothes off completely naked?
He's got some kind of prescription.
He's a weirdo.
He's got a prescription that he could do that legally.
Yeah, right.
He knows a lot of judges.
Well,
he loves the judges, by the way.
Oh, he sure does. I think that what we should do, because we got a lot of them today, is to get to the part of the show where the fan, that's right, the average Joe, you can get in touch with us and tell us what's on your mind, because it's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before and you don't know where the $10 shout out is all about, the $10 shout out is kind of nice because you, the person at home, you hear us talk. You have your opinions. You can get in touch with us. You can say, hey, this is my idea. Give us the. Don't make it a real long letter. And all you got to do is send $10 along with that. That's $10 cash, straight cash, homie. And you send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, box number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Why don't we get this thing started out with a letter? Here you go, Mole. Could you
Thanks,
take this
Dan.
One?
That's Don, not Dan.
He's been
yeah,
through
read
a
your
lot
Bible,
of shit,
dude. Read your Bible, weirdo.
Read my Bible? I do, weirdo. Why don't you read the Bible?
Yeah, which one, weirdo?
Come on, both of you, stop
it's my
it.
Best buddy.
I don't want to get in this into a
out
religious
about Mr.
argument.
Giant Dog. I'm freaking out.
I
about
want
it.
To find out more about that, but why don't we read this letter and then we'll talk about Mr. Giant Dog.
Dear Mr. Barnes. We are the Italian Free America Coalition. We'd like to formally invite you to a conference in Sacramento, California, on November 15th to do a 20-minute presentation of your personal view on the problems Italians pose to Americans and the American way of life, followed by another 20 minutes of Q&A. We will, of course, cover your hotel and travel fees, as well as $10,000 for your presentation.
Wow.
We'd also like to offer you another $10,000 if you're able to bring Mr. Caramello with you. We will provide Mr. Caramello with a temporary holding cage. That is on loan.
Where is this?
From the Sacramento Zoo.
What?
Which we stocked with fresh hay, water, mozzarella, and gay pornographic magazines upon request. Our main goal at the conference is to help establish a plan on legally deporting all Italians and Italian Americans back to that Dago asshole nation of Italy. Having Mr. Caramello at the conference will help strike the need of fear into the crowd of what Americans' future will look like if when an army of greasy wops are scamming the government out of money, sexually assaulting men, and then
you know
later
what,
declare...
Faggot?
Let him finish.
Right there.
Let him finish.
Mr. Caramello will have to be nude in a cage so the doctors can examine his very small penis so that they can formulate a plan to have all Italians in America legally castrated. We'll do our best not to directly insult that smelly piece of S, Mr. Caramello, and refrain from telling that Goomba to grab onto his trash bag, leather jacket, and float back to Italy. Mr. Barnes, you are once again, you once said, Italians are the S on the boot of America, and we strongly agree and wait your response. President of Italian Free America Coalition, IFAC, Antonio Lombardi. Wow.
Number one. All right. If I didn't get into a car accident that almost took
Why
my
life. Why do you
life,
always bring that
Antonio
up?
Because Lombardi. Let me tell you fucking pricks this. Because God damn it, that's why I'm disabled and on disability. Okay?
And why are you looking at me? Day? I'm not saying anything. I know you're disabled. You're nuts,
you're
man.
You're very disabled.
All right, let me take another letter. Dear Big Three, I have now seen the lowest of the low this past week when Perry tweeted the following. Oh, this must be one of your tweets.
What did I tweet?
Dear Mr. Re-elect President Obama.
Oh, lovely.
I need your help. My friend was illegally disbarred. Now I need your help to reinstate him as an attorney again. Kindly email me or private email me at scaryperry@knac.com. This is an emergency. Wow. You actually sent that?
Yes.
Okay. Let me read what he says. What is this moron thinking? This text was sent out the first thing on Wednesday morning. Maybe the first thing Perry did when he found out Obama had been reelected. First of all, it's President Obama, you gypsy trash. He's been the president of the United States for 4 years. Perry is truly the stereotypical Republican and has admitted his love for Mitt Romney. But just like he breaks every rule in the Navajo Bible, the second he can use someone for his needs, he jumps ship and kisses the ass of the guy who was the enemy only one day before. Great character, you pilot dog shit. The real question is, why did he try to butter up the president? To help his friend? Perry, when are you going to be smart enough to read the writing on the wall? This disbarred lawyer friend of yours has done nothing but hurt you, and for some reason, you keep coming back for more. He lost you a sequel movie by giving you some terrible advice. Your involvement with him has caused people of power to stay away from you because they don't want to be sued by your ambulance-chasing friend.
He's not an ambulance-chasing
I'm just
lawyer.
Reading what it says. I'm not saying this is not my opinion. As a matter of fact, I think completely
That's
the opposite.
Wrong,
Absolutely.
One.
Let me just finish this.
It's the wrong
so,
type of attorney.
Well, he asked you a question. So why do you continually hang out with this guy? You say he's helping you out, giving you legal advice in your lawsuit against your brother. So let's figure out what kind of money we're talking about here. Oh, Perry is trying to get his inheritance money. He feels his brother ripped off from him.
Feels?
Which I found out through court documents was a total of $180,000. Perry claims he will split that money, giving him $90,000. That will then have taxes, court fees, and his friend's legal advice all taken out, giving him a total of about $21,000. All this bullshit this guy has brought from you for only $21,000? Maybe Perry's thinking that the money that he's invested in this foolish lawsuit where he and his friend, and they keep capitalizing friend like they're mocking it, where he and his friend are suing Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Catholic Church, and the United States of America. Is that going to pay off? Well, it's not, fucked face. How can this gypsy Italian wannabe not see when everyone else can? Let the receipt of town idiot know that I go to court to see his trials and the way they are going. And I guarantee you, there will be no settlement in this case. They're changing judges and locations because they're trying to get you to go away. I have to be honest with you guys. I'm tired of you and other fans defending this gypsy piece of shit, acting as if you owe Perry anything. He's really lucky to be associated with Mole and Don and everything these two saints have done for this dumbass. Without the two of you, he is just a deadbeat loser living off the government. Seriously, what does he have to offer society besides being a statistic in the worthless human category? Oh, I'm sorry. I do love the Big Three, and I will do anything to help this project out, but I hate Perry's fucking guts. Again, what pisses me off is that you guys enable this Navajo gypsy, and I promise that I will find any and all information to bring him down. I said I will bring him down. And I don't think he's ever denied that he is gay.
Who's the cunt cocksucker faggot fuck that wrote this fucking thing?
I'm just getting to it. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Wow.
That Hugh means I delete and block Hugh A. Craig III.
But you got to admit, everything he said was completely accurate, though.
He's a piece of shit.
But you can't argue his accuracy on all those points, Stairmaster.
He can be as accurate as you fucking want.
He had all the math stuff. He had it would end up being $21,000. He had everything.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He did. He told you all the stuff
he's talking about. Well, what was he wrong about?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I heard you say that, but what is he wrong about?
Everything.
Listen, look at the facts, and you can't argue with it.
All right, well,
here's my argument. He knows nothing. He knows nothing about me. He thinks he knows what he knows about me, but it ain't going to go any farther than that.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Period.
What was he wrong about?
Why do I need to say anything more?
Because
don't need to say shit! He's a piece of shit! He wants to talk shit about me.
All right, but Perry, the only thing I'm asking you, and I don't think it's an unfair question to ask, he has said a lot of things. I'm saying, what has he said that is wrong?
Nothing he said is wrong.
There you go.
It goes
there
like
you go.
This.
It's all that.
Figures he's correct about, but why does he have to announce it? And where the fuck does he get off?
I think he's a show-off. I think he's just
That's exactly what he is.
He's a super hacker. One of those super hackers, man.
All right, anyway.
You made a lot of memories. I think Scaremaster should read this one. It's short.
Give me.
And he can figure it out.
All right.
It's upside down.
No, it's not. Greetings, Big Three. Please find enclosed the newest prototype from the laboratories of Spooky Sammy Productions. We call it the Caravello with a K, K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O, urine receptacle. Now the entire building's male population can enjoy giving the Scarf Master, S-C-A-R-F Master, golden showers directly in his smelly gypsy mouth. That's disgusting. These American-made Caravello urine receptacles are the perfect addition to any bathhouse. Oh, sick. YMCA, truck stop, or print shop urinals. Spooky Sammy Productions is ready to mass produce the Laravello urine receptacles.
Laravello?
Yeah,
that what
now,
they're called?
Now he says Laravello. What the fuck?
Did you see
this? Please let us... Yeah, I saw it. Please let us know if the Big Three would... Would give if the Big Three would like to place a consignment order for 10,000 units. We already have much interest from the AWQUAHARA Ansari Barge Group. Well, I don't know how do you pronounce that word, Mole?
What word?
AWQUAHARI.
Aquahai.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
say Aquahai. Ansari Borge Group. Are you guys ready to make trillions? Let me know. Best regards, Spooky Sammy.
Okay, and we've got a lot of them, so let's go through them kind of quick. Here's another one. Mole, take this.
Hey, Big Three, I want to start out by saying I'm a huge fan of all the work you guys do. However, I think I'm an even bigger fan of Perry Caramello.
What?
You see, Big Three, I recently turned gay, and with the lack of strong homosexual role models in popular entertainment, I was at a loss until I discovered Windy City Heat and the Big Three podcast. Much like Perry, I had an encounter with a man after I got in trouble. He asked me so hard that I came in his mouth and he drank it like a milkshake. Needless to say, it was hilarious. And in case you guys are wondering, yes, I did jerk him off. For years after, I was confused by the whole situation, although it did open up an opportunity for me where I made $50. My personal life was stagnant. I hadn't had a girlfriend in years. The only pee I ever did get, I paid for. And the only time I ever made money after that I encountered was through various frivolous lawsuits against my friends and state and local governments. Finally, one day after I realized my personal and professional lives were failing, I decided to turn gay. However, being a recently converted gay guy, I have no idea how to proceed with this lifestyle. That's where the Scaremaster comes in. I tried all I can to mirror his life because he seems so successful and happy as a homosexual. I have a few questions.
Let me explain something to you. Excuse me.
A gay guy. Do I have to be a Javajo in order to be gay? No.
Fuck you!
How deeply do I need to repress my homosexuality before I let it come spilling out all over casting agents' mouth? That's it for now, but I just want to thank Perry for being such an inspiration for deeply repressed homosexuals everywhere. Big three. Signed, Barry Dingle.
You were saying something, Perry.
Yeah, fuck off, motherfucker.
He's saying you're like a hero.
Look, I am not a fucking faggot like these fucking faggots.
I don't think
are trying
ever
to make
called
it look
you
like,
that.
Well, look, they're trying to say I'm gay.
All right, what's wrong with that?
I'm not a fag!
All right, if people look up to you, is that a bad thing?
They're looking up to me like I'm a faggot.
No,
you're like the Rosa Parks.
Oh, Christ.
You have done
a gay
lot.
Dude. You're like the
Your
Rosa Parks
family
Park
history. All right, here's a letter from San Diego, the Paradise Point Resorts. Dear Mr. Caravello, on behalf of the Paradise Point Resort, I would like to thank you for staying with us and doing the Big Three comedy tour. I hope all your accommodations were satisfactory. We are very sorry to hear that Mr. Molinsky and Mr. Barris could not attend. However, we hope you enjoyed your 10-day visit with us here in beautiful San Diego. As per our agreement, the sum of $30,000 has been deposited in your account that you provided
with us.
It's
all a lie. It's all a lie.
Wait a minute. I've been informed that you take care of the cash distribution of both Mr. Molinsky and Mr. Barris, $10,000 apiece.
It's all
also,
a lie.
Also, all merchandise royalties will be sent in check form to the following address, which you provided, 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102.
That's
Reseda,
where you live.
Calif-
That's your house.
Are you sure? Let me give the zip code, 91335. Is that the same one?
I'm pretty sure
Yes, it is.
The hats, shirts, dolls, lunch boxes are selling quite well, and our promotional items with the Campbell's soup have
been a smash hit. Oh, yeah. It's all good.
Thank you for your input and any ideas
on
improving
our resort. Sure, it's all a big lie.
Thanks a lot, Scaremaster.
It's all a big
lie. We would like
lie.
To schedule another Big Three comedy tour in the near future. Please have your manager, Nick, contact us to set it up. David Hall, general manager.
Lie. I never,
a huge lie. This is, look at this.
I never was sent.
Does that look like letterhead from the Paradise?
Paradise Park Resort.
Oh, Christ. You know, I was never.
Must be nice.
I was never
$30,000
San Diego.
Must be nice.
For anything.
Where'd you get the money for the new jacket then? Maybe some of that $30,000.
Oh, suddenly he's throwing money around on double XL pleather jackets.
You know what? I got this jacket after the beginning of the month. When I got my my disability money, okay?
That's what you do, right? As soon as the disability money, you just throwing it around like crazy.
I'm not throwing it around like crazy.
Must be nice. Right, must be nice.
Here's another letter. Let's read this.
God damn.
Yeah, God damn is right, but don't use our Lord in name in vain.
They made a nice card for you, but look at this. It's from the NAMBLA.
NAMBLA.
The National Association of Movie Makers and Broadcasters of Los Angeles.
Let's see what this
Mr.
looks like.
Mr. Caramello, as you surely know, the National Association of Movie Makers and Broadcasters of Los Angeles holds an annual event to celebrate special achievement for elite members of the film and broadcast industry. I'm proud to announce that Mr. Caramello has won the 2012 Community Activist of the Year Award.
Oh,
congratulations on the special achievement, dude. Nice.
Very
okay,
nice.
Okay, what did I do?
As a member of NAMBLA, you're entitled to a number of special perks and privileges, and encloses a 20% discount card, which is valid at all Los Angeles-based retailers, bars, and restaurants.
All
LA businesses support the NAMBLA, and many will actually offer additional discounts in excess of 80%. Wow.
I see my picture on this card.
NAMBLA,
let me see the card.
Members are able to get discounts on their rent, car insurance, gasoline, and utilities. All you need to do is show your membership card and proudly tell them you are a NAMBLA member. Cordially, H. Hoover.
Wow, congratulations.
Dude,
thank you.
A lucky man. So he
you get 20% off on rent
you know
and everything?
What? P E R double Y, yeah, right.
All right, I'm going to read this next one. Greetings, Big Three. Please pay very close attention to the letter, as it is a very special shout out. By the end of the letter, one Big Three member will be a multimillionaire.
What?
Let me know if that works, because if it does, we'll all go out to dinner, and you can break it out, and we'll pay less. Try
the
it the next restaurant.
The guy misspells my first name.
It doesn't matter. It's just you need the card. You just need your picture on that card.
So where does it say he gets
20% off on anything?
Any restaurant, anything.
Wow.
But I've never heard of NAMBLA
what,
before.
What are you going to do if you just...
Clearly.
I've never heard of NAMBLA before.
That's what he was counting on.
I've never heard of NAMBLA before. Of course that's what he was counting on.
I'm just saying, that's like,
well, you know,
20
what?
To 80% off all businesses. You show him that card, and but you have to show that you're a member of NAMBLA. You have to...
What does NAMBLA stand for?
You know what
it's
I would
the
do?
The National Association of Movie Makers and Broadcasters of Los Angeles.
You know, the thing to do, you just take it somewhere and see if it works and tell us what happens.
They'll laugh at me.
I don't think that. Well, you can just ask one person that you trust.
I always break out all different stuff, like my
all right, like I'm going to read this
NPR cards.
I'm going to try to read this. I said, please pay very close attention to this letter. It's a very special shout out by the end of the letter. One of the big three will be a multimillionaire. Encloses a sealed jar labeled Magic Candy. That's this right here. The candy inside looks delicious, but I added a few extras. Go ahead, take a look at it. The jar contains enough money to do at least 3 Windy City Heat sequels and buy a lot of HN or whatever you wish. So, who gets a jar? Only one can prevail. Here are the rules. Encloses a can of cream possum. Just add cold water and stir. The first to eat the bowl of roadkill possum wins.
Oh, fuck that.
Ready, set, go. Just kidding. Here's some rules. Perry has 90 seconds to try to open the magic candy jar. If he succeeds in opening it, it's a keep. You ready to go? All you got to do is open this thing right here. You want to try and do this?
I don't know about you guys sometimes.
Perry, this isn't us guys. This is a $10 shout-out guy. This is his letter. This is what he has sent. Do you want to try or do you want
throw
me
it
to?
Throw it to me.
It looks like there's money in there.
Throw it to
there's
me.
There's a ton of money in there.
It looks like there's
candy.
Would
you throw it to me, please?
All right. He says you have 90 seconds to try to open the magic candy jar. If he succeeds in opening this, it's his to keep. Ready?
Did you hand?
Set.
Throw it to me.
I'm gonna say ready, set, go, and then you got to grab it. Here
Can
we go.
Can I see it?
You throw it at him. Ready, set, go. Here. Okay, come on. Okay.
30 seconds.
Fuck that.
What happened?
You squeeze these metal things in here and your fingers start to...
That's the thing. You got to get that to get it open.
Forget it.
Well, you got to try to open it another way.
Just get it, quick.
Just come on. Right now, you were down to a minute.
Forget it. There's
You've
no
got
way
a minute to do it. You're not gonna open it.
Why
don't you bash it open?
You got to push those things to the inside. You can take it for 5 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
1, 2.
Keep trying.
It won't open.
Well, that's what's hard about it. Keep trying to open it.
Last time. 1, 2, 3, go.
Go. You have 20 seconds.
Stone Fury would have that open.
Stone Fury would open it along. You have.
You got to break the damn thing to get
seconds.
It open.
9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Forget
2,
it.
2, 1.
Here.
You quit. All right. Well, Spooky Sammy, I'm sorry. You could not open it. All right. Well, let's get to another letter. Mole, would you take this one?
Holy cow, how many more are there?
Just a few.
Yeah, a few, I know. It's got a lot there.
Greetings, Big Three. Before I get into bed with the Big Three and we make trillions of dollars, I need to clear up some disturbing allegations. My legal team has reported some startling facts, which I hope are nothing more than gossip. One, can Perry Vello please explain if he really is scamming the government with a fake disability scheme? What is the nature of this supposed disability, if true?
The nature of the disability was my auto accident when I was 16.
Two, can
that almost took my
Italian
life.
Why do
that
you
almost took my life.
It? Why do you keep bragging?
Can we please, can we go
because down? I am not going to allow you motherfuckers out there to think that I am disabled.
This guy's trying.
And it's a scheme.
Scam.
It's but, not a scam.
Wait, to think that he's what?
To think that I'm that my disability is a scam?
It
it's
is
not,
not
a scam.
It is. No, it's not.
No, thank you. It's not a scam.
Why'd you just say it was?
He did say it.
I didn't say it was.
Yes, you did. I heard you.
I said that they're true. They.
Scaremaster.
All these fucking fans.
Play back the tape, but just that section.
Yeah. They all think my disability is a scam. It's not a lot of scam.
Two, can he prove his Italian descent? He's a gypsy.
He admitted he's a
gypsy. He stated on numerous occasions that he is a blood relative of Mr. Antonio Corsi. If true, then there is no doubt that his true ancestry is gypsy, not Italian. The Corsi family is from Transylvania.
Shut up.
That's
three.
What you're saying.
When will Stairmaster make his tax return public? Voters have a right to see if he's properly reporting the $10 shout-out monies, skateboard monies, $100,000 in Windy City Heat monies, $180,000 in Heritage
monies,
a house valued at $30,000, all while running a Robert disability scam.
What?
Please clear up these disturbing questions. I do not care if you killed young Nathaniel or Eric, or if you have had gay experiences.
Oh, fuck.
But I will not work with a gypsy thief. Best regards, Spooky Sammy. P.S. Is it too late for Carson Daly?
Interesting. Here, why don't you read this one? Because this came in a package, this one.
Hey, Perry, I found me some good gold dust in Alaska. You can use this to make Windy City Heat, too.
Whoa.
I love you, Jim Bob.
Look at this.
Jim Bob.
That is gold dust.
Here.
Gold dust woman. Take your silver spoon. Take your chain. You know what I'm talking about? Cocaine.
Gold dust woman.
I wish you make you cry. Make you break that.
Well, this is gold dust.
That's gold dust.
Since you've been ripping us off, can we keep this?
Crazy smells.
How can I be ripping you off?
A lot of people have been writing in, telling us what you're doing behind our back, something we never knew before.
Like
all the stuff that we never knew that you were doing before.
Lies?
So what other lies are there? The lies.
What lies?
First, you said you went to a mental hospital, okay? You didn't. Then next, it's all these other lies. When are the lies going to stop, Scaremaster?
What are the lies?
Thank you.
What are they? Huh? What are
we've
the lies?
We pointed out numerous lies. Let me get to the next letter. Greetings, Scaremaster. A Nucka Nation member has been talking shit about you all over the place. I've written the below response. Please have Perry read the following blue statement. If possible, maybe he can read it once with his normal voice and then one more while screaming his fury. Okay, why don't you read this blue part? They want you to read it. So right there after the first paragraph.
Hello, kids. It's me, Perry, K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O, which is actually supposed to be C-A-R. Let's see. I'm here to talk to you about something serious today. Mike Hawk. Mike Hawk's an asshole. Mike Hawk belongs to the Nucka Nation and does anything Rucka Ali wants. Rucka Nucka should fuck Mike Hawk. What? I bet you he'd love it. Mike Hawk only gets aroused by gay sex. Mike Hawk should be cut off by the ball sack of being so infected with HIV and ICE-9. Afterwards, we'll have to call Mike Hawk, Mike Hunt. That would make me a very happy transsexual. Thanks. Listening to this message has been brought to you by Spooky.
Are you done?
Whatever. I don't like what he's...
Let me just see it, please.
It's disgusting.
Here's another one.
It's disgusting.
Wait a minute. By the way, my cousin Jim Bob from Kentucky wanted Perry to have the enclosed package. He mentioned something about helping Perry make another movie or something like that. Oh, that's the Gold Dust guy. He came back from Alaska last week looking all excited and saying he found some kind of glory hole. Give me the package, and then took off again for Gold Nugget Creek, Alaska. How does Perry know Jim Bob Elroy? I don't know. You have another one there?
It's called Facebook. Everybody knows who I am on Facebook.
Yeah, right? Like this guy. Can Dan Barney or Walter Malinsky read the shout-out to your big three? Yeah, of course. From what I've learned throughout the podcast, Perry's an absolute unpatriotic, unprofessional, lying, homosexual Italian man. Even though what I heard on the podcast is true, I have found out another secret that Perry Caramello has never told his fans. I want to tell the boss upstairs, the entire podcast, all the fans know that Perry Caramello is a brony. He uses $10 shout-out money not only to get gas for his car, but also to buy any little My Little Pony merchandise that he can find in any store he goes to. Perry wants to start a pony farm in his apartment so he can attempt to make sweet love to little boys, teenagers, and grown-up men.
What?
I know that Perry's ridiculous obsession with ponies is really disturbing, but I found some ways that he can bring a positive influence to this podcast. My suggestion for Perry is that he should attend Comic-Con for 2013 so he can unleash the fury in all bronies and little boys that attend the event. He can perform Back in Black or any pony song for the audience, but he has to do it naked with his plastic fedora hat, his garbage bag jacket, and his fanny pack. With Perry attending a BronyCon festival, he can bring a whole lot of professionalism to this podcast. That is all I want to say for now. Perry can have this pony toy that I got from McDonald's to add along with his toy ponies collection that he had in his apartment. I'll let Dan Barney receive $10 shout-outs from me because of all the hard work he places on this really awesome podcast. I only ask from him is to unblock Musgrave322 on Twitter because he's absolutely not a hacker from the Facebook incident. Sincerely, Kevin Stallman, a.k.a. Super Nugget KTNUSA. Perry is a brony and setting up a pony farm would make for a really good mole play. Wow, yeah, interesting.
Okay, I'll try to do that. Here's your little toy that he gave to you. We just have a couple left, but today's our biggest $10 shout-out day ever, I think. Hello, Big Three. My wife and I are very religious, and we can't stand the way Perry has been having an ongoing relationship out of wedlock with Randy Callahan.
What?
Is this saying that you continue to do this?
Fuck off!
What?
Fuck off!
You're going to have him on the show.
Fuck off!
Yeah, if you
lying son of a bitch!
I didn't lie, I'm just reading what he said.
Whatever these
this
fucking
is
lying fucks.
From Dean and Crystal Cherry. They're from Ontario, Canada. They've got to be good people.
Oh, Christ almighty.
All right, let me read on. So as to save the scarce master's soul from the fiery pits
who did?
Of damnation, we went ahead and had... filed the paperwork to have him legally married. Perry, as of September 11, 2012, you have been married by the County of California to one Randy Callahan. We picked September 11th as the wedding day because we all know how special that day was to you.
No, it's
Donna
not.
Mole, I would like to now introduce to Mr. Perry Callahan. You changed
well,
your name?
No, I didn't
hello.
Change my name.
Mr. Callahan.
Go fuck yourself, you faggot. Fuck off, faggots.
Faggots.
You know, you read this shit, I'm done with this fucking shit.
Perry, they're
well,
paying
we gotta
us to
read
it.
It. You read it so slow,
they,
we gotta
right.
read it.
All right, I'm not done here. Let me see, where were we? And Randy now has the ability to send you love letters from prison with his bunkmate's pubic hairs taped to it. Oh, really? He's doing that? Also, Randy requested that whenever Perry visits him in prison, he
I'm
must stick his creamy, oversized man breast against the glass window, like in the movie Midnight Express. In closing,
no,
as one
yourself,
word to advise the Scaremaster, I would really hope that you will be willing to halt your intense sexual relationship with Dimitri Moreland, as now you are happily married. A breach of monogamy will anger the Jehovah dog and cause him
lying.
To...
What are you going to do about this, Moreland?
And contract heartworm. Because that's from Dean and Crystal Cherry from Ontario, Canada.
Where does Dimitri Moreland land in all this?
I don't even want to talk about that. In a way, this is a guy that's done nothing except show his love for Perry, and now Perry's married.
I
and
can't.
I'm sure
that I can't.
I didn't marry anybody.
It says right here you did.
He said you did.
I don't know. He may be.
If you didn't, why does everyone call you Perry Callahan now?
Who is everyone?
I did. Mole did.
Mary Jane.
Perry Callahan.
Vince.
See?
It's got a good ring to it. You got to admit.
Excellent. Okay, we just...
Then I keep all the fucking $10 shout-outs.
You're out of your fucking mind.
That money's going to red cross.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I get all the $10
no,
shout-outs.
You don't.
For money... all that fucking bullshit that I'm going through right now with you fuckers.
We're donating,
well,
all,
I get
this,
all the money.
We're donating all this money to Hurricane
Relief.
Are
we going to do that?
I think we should.
All right.
I can't donate shit. I'm broker than a fuck. I gave my $2,500 to fucking the Katrina thing. Katrina. Sandy.
Okay, so this is a new one. So you did a Katrina back then. This is a new one.
I meant Sandy.
Dear Mr. Perry Caramello, as we write you this letter, we are in dire straits. Our mission is being compromised to a startling degree. As you may have heard, our foremost member is considering leaving our church. You may have seen his or her movies, interviews, or possibly rubbed shoulders with him or her on the red carpet at some point in time. Because our relationship with this individual is in jeopardy, we're seeking someone to possibly assume this high-profile position. We only thought of you because of your vast experience in show business and your own personal life. Not only does your reputation precede you, but you're an inspiration to our organization. You have lived through the fall of the Berlin Wall as well as the Challenger explosion. You've witnessed 9 presidents being elected to office in your lifetime, from John F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan. What we are expressing to you is that we believe you are a learned, dedicated to society, and a valiant man. Your affiliation with the Javajo's witnesses is well known, and we respect this. Yet, we feel you have untapped spiritual potential to be something you never thought possible. We are currently auditioning. We hope that you'll have no issue in coming in and performing for us. Our mission is to find the best possible candidate who's willing to do anything and everything in order to save humanity. Hail Xenu! Dr. John Lombardi, Human Resources, Church of Scientology. This letter will self-destruct in 10 seconds.
Does it really say that?
I think he's kidding about that part, but he's letting you know who he's talking about. He's saying that Scaremaster could be the next Tom...
Tom Cruise?
Tom Arnold.
Okay, here's our last one, and what I'm calling the longest $10 shout-out in the show's history. Greetings, Big Three. Congratulations on your continued success with the podcast. You bring joy and humor to dozens of fans across the internet. In a way, that's kind of a backhanded compliment. I'm writing you today in an effort to help the Scaremeister. I teach a university class on abnormal psychology, and we frequently use Windy City Heat as a visual aid for my students. The other day, it occurred to me that Mr. Caravello tilts to one side whenever he walks. I've never noticed that. This results in an unsteady gait. G-A-I-T?
Gay. Gay, saying he's gay.
Okay. This results in an unsteady gay and poor gay. Balance
Spell
problems.
It.
I did. How much you want to bet I did?
Like
I have a problem walking because of my neck surgery.
He is unbalanced. All waist pack enthusiasts know that the normal method of wearing waist packs is to have one in the front and one in behind. Or you can switch them side to side when you need
to. When you need to what?
He wrote this wrong. Let me try to read this and make sense. Or you can switch them side to side when you want to do a proper De Niro impersonation. Dr. Yuri Shavago. P.S. My mental patients love to hear Perry sing the theme song from The Crying Game. Is that possible?
No, it's not.
Scaremaster knows a bunch of stuff about The Crying Game. Because when he slept with Sheba, it was just like The Crying Game.
If I remember correctly, she was Perry's meal ticket. Right, that's exactly what I was.
That's what she kept calling her.
Who?
You.
Well, this is going to be nice that we donate all this cash today.
No, you're not.
I thought we agreed upon that.
No, we didn't.
What did we say then?
I'm going to donate my money.
I don't have the fucking putt. Look, I gave all my money to the fucking Red Cross.
That doesn't sound very bright.
So what's a little bit more?
Yeah, well, anyway, that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Wait a minute. Is that a phone call that I hear?
Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's dangerous.
You're alive.
And so am I. Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey, how are you doing, Mr. Adams?
How
are
you doing, Adams? You're alive.
Well, I'll tell you, in truth, not well. Not well, Mr. Barnes, in truth. I've just come from Captain Hartman's services.
Oh.
Oh, how is the service? Our dead pilot. How was
the service? Yeah. How was the service? First class.
I get it.
I couldn't help myself.
You never can.
Anywhom, Walter, have you told them of our adventure?
Yeah, I told them that you saved me, your Aerostar.
Yes, yes, I saved you in my rental Aerostar. That was some wild time.
Yeah, I lost you at the Jersey Shore, though, dude.
Yes, unfortunate weekend for many people. Tragic, tragic. But there is a glimmer of hope. There's some good news. The fund to free MGD has reached over $75,000.
Whoa. Oh, that's nice. That's, you know what? Cool. You should just send all that money to the Big Three Sandy victims.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. Just send it to my P.O. box, and we'll take care of it that way.
Yeah, send Dan the $75,000.
Well, you know what? Listen, done and done. Listen, let's move on. Listen, anywho, listen to me. Walter, remember in New York I told you that I had a clue about where Mr. Giant Dog might be?
Yeah, but then I got washed up in that roller coaster.
Yes, yes, that was quite unfortunate, yes. I hate to say it, but the truth will out. Mr. Giant Dog was kidnapped.
What?
By the Scare Master.
What?
Perry. Perry has Mr. Giant
Dog. Oh, shut up.
What? How could you, man?
Listen to me, Perry. Here's what's what. He came to my home, seduced my manservant, Joe Queef, and absconded with the Dane.
Is this some kind of joke, Scare Master?
No, but this is, what did Mr. Giant Dog say when he sat on the sandpaper?
I know what he said. He said, rough.
And with that, I'm taking myself for a walk. Tootsies.
Well, thank you,
Scare Master, man. What are you doing with my dog?
It's all a lie.
Everything's always a lie.
Why would Mr. Adams lie?
Everybody.
Why would I want your fucking dog?
It's always a lie. Everyone else lies. Mole, sit down. Sit down, Mole.
Why do I want your dog?
Sit down, Mole. Sit down.
Give me Mr. Giant Dog.
Seriously, Mole. Everybody cool.
Why would I want your dog?
Did you take his dog?
Why
yes
would
or
I
no?
want his dog?
Did
because
you take his dog?
Be the best dog to pray to?
Because you hate Mole and you want to hurt Mole and you knew that was the only way to do it.
I don't give a flying fuck about Mole's dog. Why would this fucking punk, this English piece of shit.
Hey, man, that guy's been nothing but good to us.
Really?
He sent us into a hurricane with his friend, the pilot, who died.
Yeah. See, nothing but good to you?
Right.
And he sent you into a hurricane. The storm that almost killed you guys.
Storm of the century.
That almost killed you guys. Again, almost killed you guys. And you call that being good to you?
Almost.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not good enough?
We're alive,
aren't
we?
So you think you should have been killed?
Are we alive, yes or no?
Yeah, you are alive. But do you think you should have been killed?
No.
No. But you guys are lucky, and thank God you guys are back alive.
Well, thanks for your concern.
Okay. Yeah, I worried about you and him.
Yeah, you did kind of worry about us. As a matter of fact, can I just play this message real quick? This was a message that Perry left for us.
Don, it's Perry. Please, please, please contact me. 637 in L.A., 937 in New York. Call me. ASAP. I'm worried about where you are. I'm worried about where Mo is. Where John Quincy Adams is, I'm worried if you guys are not safe.
What a pussy.
I don't know, because you haven't gotten in touch with me.
What a pussy?
Get in touch with me as quickly as you can. Are you still in New York? Let me know. My God, man. Contact me, please.
Fucking Nick goes into fucking...
Let me know what your schedule is. Are you coming back to Los Angeles? Or are you going to be having fun and partying in New York? Unless you're in New York, helping out where the meat is great.
Great.
Looks like Romney's in the lead. Okay? Let me know what's happening. Bye.
That was a message you left us on Tuesday when I was still in New York.
What ended up happening with Romney?
Romney was in the lead, and then all of a sudden Obama just... took over. Really?
The lead of what?
The presidential race.
Oh, right. Yeah. Man, America missed a great opportunity to be led by Johnny Greenleaves. I'll tell you what.
I agree.
But I'll tell you, a lot of his legislation went through Colorado, Washington.
That's right. Colorado and Washington passed.
Thank you, Johnny Greenleaves. Thank you.
The Greenleaf in two states.
Yep.
Actually, three, because California's been...
Because when you list them, you forget one of them. Then you say it twice, like Colorado, twice.
Washington State, Colorado.
Colorado.
California.
But that's not true, because those two states, they can use it for recreational use. In California, it's only for medical use. We are running way behind today, so we should get to Perry's sexcapades. This is where Perry talks about lovers of the past. This
prostitutes, though.
Yeah, sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Not always.
The original title was Prostitutes of Los Angeles, of the San Fernando Valley in Orange County.
Before it was Perry's Escapades, that was the name of it.
Right, okay.
All right, so anyway, this is where you'll give another sexual encounter. Take it away, Scare Master.
This is going to go back to when I was living in Palm Springs, right? This is when I met up with these two hot chicks from Hermosa Beach. They came out to for spring break with their mom to their Rancho Mirage townhome. Now, Rancho Mirage is just east of Palm Springs in the Coachella Valley. Again, Rancho Mirage is the upscale suburb of Palm Springs / Palm Desert.
There's no sex in it. You've gone through a
period. Yeah, there is.
I haven't heard one bit of sex.
Now these two hot chicks.
No, wait. Is this in Rancho Mirage or Rancho Palm
Springs? Shut the fuck up and listen.
Well, you're the one that's making it confusing.
Their place was out in Rancho Mirage.
But
they picked me up in Palm Springs.
Was it at the Rancho Mirage Resort or in Rancho Mirage?
You should clarify.
It was at the resort.
Okay, get to the sex part.
I will. I will. Now, these two hot chicks named Misty and Rhonda, I think.
Is this an imaginary
story? And their mother, Melinda. I don't know if that was their correct names, but that's okay. When we met, I was sitting on my perch, a garbage can outside the ice cream store Swenson's.
Hot.
They came to the stop. They came to the stoplight.
Were you wearing your cut-off denim?
No.
You were in your bandana.
Shut the fuck up.
Maybe a spike chain around your...
Shut up and let me finish reading this.
Were you working the old men coming out of the golf courts, carts?
No comment. They came out. They came to the stoplight. This was a hot, clean Cadillac Eldorado from the 50s or the mid-60s with those high wings in the back. It looked brand new. That's what attracted me at first. Then I saw these two hot young 17, 18-year-old chicks that were flawless.
With their mother?
No, their mother was at home.
Okay.
Okay. Then they said to me to come with them. So I get into the back seat of this convertible Eldorado.
How old were you, 40?
I was 17, 18. It was 1982.
Well, you can understand how I was confused by it. Because a lot of times you hang out and you check out teenage girls when you're 40.
Rhonda,
a lot of times you checked out teenage girls when you were 40.
Remember the problem you got it when you used to park your car at the high school?
Truck.
And watch the girls?
What high school?
The truck where you would sit in the truck with your pants
off
and watch the girls?
Never did.
Allegedly.
Shut up, you fucking prick. Let me finish reading this paragraph.
If it wasn't true, why are you so mad?
Because all he knows how to do is interrupt me.
That's not all he knows how to do. Is that you burping?
Yes.
Okay, continue on.
Rhonda crawled into the back seat. Then she started to make out with me in the back seat. Then she pulled my pants down and started. Shut up!
You asked me what else I could do.
Then she started to make out with me in the back seat.
I can play the harmonica.
Then she pulled my pants. Then she pulled my shorts down and started to. Shut it, motherfucker! Then she started to suck my dick. I came and she spit it out. She's lucky.
Come on.
She's lucky that none of my cum landed on the convertible. Or she would have had to clean it off. There's no reason for me to read.
Why?
Because I got this piece of shit interrupting me all the time.
Who are you talking about?
There's no reason for me to read. Well, what do you mean, who am I talking about?
I'm listening to your story. Will you go on? I want to hear the end.
Now, we get to Misty's real cool townhouse. So the three of us walk in into the townhouse, and in the back is the jacuzzi. Their mother was flawless, dude. This mother, these...
Melissa?
Melinda, not Misty, yeah. Melinda.
It is Melinda, the mom?
Yeah. Melinda, the mother, was flawless. She was a tennis player. This chick was hotter than shit.
And you were hotter than shit at the time.
Well, I was, what was I, 17, 18?
You were
a
good looking.
40?
Not 40, you fucking prick.
It's tough to follow, dude.
Okay, then they all told me to take my clothes off, so I did. I started to get kissed by her mother. Then the tongue started to go down my throat. So I'm making out with Melinda. And then Misty starts sucking me off.
With her mom right there.
With her mother right there, and the daughters give me a blowjob at the same time. Then we went into Misty's bedroom, and it was a big foursome, and sex was a dream. And then I saw that I needed to be home at around midnight.
Sure.
And I looked at my watch, and I said I needed to get out of there.
And did they toss you the keys to the Cadillac?
Oh yeah, right.
That would have been nice.
And then Misty took me home.
Hot story, man. That was a really good one. I'll tell you this. The only thing that could have made that night better than you with two hot teenagers and their hot mom that was a tennis player is if you had had some food from What the Hug.
Oh, man. That's a hot tub.
That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Hug. You remember the number, Perry?
818. No, wrong. 323-654.
7952. That's What the Hug. 323-654-7952. And for our friends in Espanol, it's
Cuatro se siente ocho.
What are you doing, Perry? Stop mocking people. Stop it, Perry.
Oh, I gotta stop it, but he can do it whatever the fuck he wants to me.
I didn't hear anything.
I just said
what are you interrupting him for?
Well, why is he interrupting me all the
time?
We're
doing a commercial. I don't hear him. We're doing a commercial right now for What the Hug.
Oh, so you can talk shit to me.
323-654-7952. Nobody talks shit to you.
But when he does it, then...
Just shut up. Shut up.
Read that.
What's the number?
323-654-7952.
Right. And by the way, with their recent Perry... not allowed to crap at the restaurant policy, you can go and you can dine in.
Hey, did you go down to the IHOP restaurant before tonight and do your stuff?
I went to McDonald's, okay?
Oh, you worked it out there, huh?
Yeah, I ate it. Wow, you get around here in West Hollywood.
Perry, we could listen to you scream about nothing forever, but
scream about nothing?
Yeah.
This motherfucker loves
interrupting every 2 seconds. Come on, you just interrupted me, and I just said we're running out of time. So now it's time to do the best thing that we do on this show.
What?
It's time once again for a little thing I like to call mole play.
It's not the best thing we do on this show. All he knows how to do is interrupt me, and then I have to fucking...
If you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play on this show. This is where mole will come up with some kind of idea. He'll set a scenario. Now, it could be about something we talked about on the show. It could be something from pop culture. Well, mole will cast the scene, then mole will direct the scene. The only thing we don't know right now is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay. Today, what we're going to do is travel back in time. Now, we heard a lot of stuff about what happened at Misty and her sister,
girlfriend
Frosty, and their mom, Menendez, coming home and being all crazy with Scaremaster. What they forgot about was there was still one other lady in the house, Auntie Dana. So while Scaremaster's in the tub and he thinks his day of making all the ladies in the family satisfied is over, little did he know that Auntie Dana was jumping in the tub. Scaremaster, you play yourself. Dan, you play Auntie Dana. You want a piece of that Italian man meat.
Oh,
Mo play.
Oh, what's going on in here? Hey, why don't you guys get out of the tub? Let me get a little splash in here. Hi there. You look like a gypsy Italian. Oh, they're the most disgusting men in the world. I want you to eat my pussy.
This is sickening.
I want you to put your head in the water and start eating my pussy.
She violently grabs his thick mane of hair and shoves his head into her crotch.
Eat my pussy.
Scaremaster realizes he can't get out of there until he gets an erection.
Don't be afraid of the blood in the water. That's just my menstrual cycle.
Scaremaster has to start thinking of dudes to try to get an erection. Scaremaster, think of dudes. You know what? I'm sorry. I got to pause mole play for a second. But we forgot something that contractually you have to let Scaremaster do. The 60 seconds with Scaremaster.
Go!
If I could fight you, I would beat the fucking shit out of you right now.
Why?
What did I do?
Not what you did. It's what he did.
What did I do?
What did Dan do?
My ears are killing me.
From what?
From what?
You yelling the word go.
Oh.
Well, put your cans on so they don't get messed up.
No, no, no.
Be professional for 2 seconds, Scaremaster.
Talk about the popsicle sticks and the number eight.
If you're not
going
to use your 60 seconds, I want to talk about skateboards made by a great American hero and skateboard enthusiast Tim Perpetic.
Yeah.
Hey, come on down. Tony Peralta's got...
Skateboards that are not even made anymore.
Hey, come on down. Tony Hawk and Stacy Peralta got a new skateboard movie that honors terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Yeah, really. What's the name of the movie?
I can't remember.
What's the name of the movie?
Riding on Skateboards or something.
Yeah, there's no such thing. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit, okay?
Pick up your super special all-American board made in China, Tempur-Pedic board. Yeah. Stop!
Okay, and that was 60 Seconds with Perry.
Oh, Christ.
Let's just close this out. Let's just close the show. That's the end of Mole Play.
There's no more show. Show's over.
That's Mole Play.
I'm out of here.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Where you going?
I'm going.
What did I do?
Well, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, don't forget, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. And Perry, you are at ScaryPerry818.
On Twitter?
And you're not on Twitter, are you, Mo?
I got to do that.
You sure do.
How much?
John Quincy Adams is at JQA Productions. Mary Jane, you are at Smoking Mary Jane.
Uh-huh.
On Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry is at Perry F. Caravello. And that's K-A-R.
That's Facebook on
and Mole.
On my Perry, KNAC page.
Stop.
C-A-R's in car.
No, stop. You've announced enough. Don't forget, every night I'm over at the World Famous Comedy Store late
every
night.
Every night?
Every
Unless
single
Unless he's in New York.
Well, I wasn't there for like 9-10 days.
That must have been weird, right?
It really was.
Did you feel like you lost, that the streak was over?
Yeah.
Really? It was like...
Yeah. Anyway, so...
But now it's kind of freeing because now you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and it's still going there. So see me every night over at the World Famous Comedy Store. And on Monday night, 10 p.m., don't forget the Ding Dong Show. And very soon, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Ding Dong Show through the Death Squad Network. I believe that starts in December 3rd. So catch us on Death Squad. So for me, Don Barris, let's put her in there, guys.
Big.